fine. But generally, the gusty winds will keep that fog up as low clouds over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. As the breezes become gusty, that flow from the south continues also to pull in the moisture and the warm temperatures. In the morning, tomorrow, 60s to 70 with a patch of fog possibly. The afternoon, about low 80s, low to mid 80s, partly cloudy. Just a minimal chance of a spritz or two Saturday as well as Sunday.
Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
It's the Sunset Herb Fest with native plants, flowers, fresh herbs, garden art, herbal products, crafts, handcrafted jewelry, silent auction, fun for the kids. Over 100 vendors. Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners will answer questions at the Sunset Herb Fest, sponsored by the Sunset Garden Club, Sunset, Louisiana. Saturday, May 4th, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Rain date, Sunday, May 5th. Admission only $5. More info at sunsetherbfestival.com.
Welcome to the Cynthia Clark Show, a cheerful show, a time to enjoy tasting cuisine, a time to be encouraged, a time to learn from experts in our town. We hope you will call in and ask a question or two and share your voice with our community. And now here's your host, Cynthia Clark.
If you can do it later. Welcome. This is Cynthia Clark, and welcome to the Cynthia Clark Radio Show. And so glad that you're with us. And as you know, I always start my show with a reading from the scripture of the Holy Bible. So let's go ahead and go with John 10:10. And it says that the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give you a rich and satisfying life. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. And that's the scripture for today. And so today, actually, I was just thinking about there's so many new restaurants opening this spring, and that is very exciting for our city. I'm so glad that we are just hip-hopping in our cuisine industry, and things are just getting back to the way it used to be, right? Even before COVID. So many new restaurants. So maybe we will touch upon a couple of those new restaurants. But I would like to mention a restaurant that is an oldie but goodie. And this week, they're having their grand reopening this week. And that is Fausto's Restaurant on Veterans in Metairie. And I'm sure many of you know Fausto's Italian Restaurant, owned by Fausto DiPietro and his brother Rolando. And they did such a wonderful job. And I'm really excited to see the grand reopening because the restaurant was recently sold by the DiPietro family, and Stephen Gambino is the new owner, and Michael Vaccari is a new owner. So I'm looking forward to having them join us very soon and tell us about what are some of the new things that they may be offering on their menu. I really don't know 100% if it is how much they revamped. I'm sure they held on to some of the jeweled recipes from Fausto's, of course, because so many regulars are going to be expecting those amazing regular dishes. Me, I'm one of them. So I will give you a report on that. I will get myself over there in the next few days, and I'm looking forward to having it. I was going to have Stephen Gambino on today, but he got called away. So we'll have him on another day. Now, speaking of restaurants, we are very familiar with Genduce's Italian Market, right? They've been a sponsor of the show now for many years. And I just wanted to just mention them briefly and just say, hey, Troy, and thank you for being such a great sponsor of the show. And golly, May is such a busy month, right? With Mother's Day, graduations, can you believe it'll be Memorial Day, and then it's going to be summer, and the kids are going to be home. So I want to remind you that if you were looking for excellent, very economical priced pizza that is made fresh in-house with premium ingredients, I'm telling you, he loads these pizzas with, it must be nearly, you know, over a pound of toppings. And his crust is to die for. I know you've heard me talk about it before. And it's just made in a way that it is very firm and doesn't get soggy, and it still holds on, holds up all of those amazing toppings. So with us moving into summertime and, you know, kids home, friends over, I think it's just the perfect place to bring your family because you can dine outside a la fresca. They have a great outdoor seating. You can even see the river when you sit outside, and you can enjoy this beautiful spring weather and eat some pizza with your family. Like I said, all of the pizzas are less than $20, and they are so delicious. I'm telling you, you'll probably say, hey, why am I ordering Papa John's or Domino's after you try Genduce's pizza? And when you do, I want you to let me know how it went, because I know I'm right here. And also say hi to Troy when you go in. He loves to hear from people who have heard about his restaurant on my radio show. So I would love you to tell him hi. He's usually there all the time. And I really think that makes such a difference in a high quality, satisfying restaurant, one that is consistent in service and dependable. When the owner is present, it really makes a big difference. Now, Genduce's is in Kenner, Louisiana. So it's right on Williams in Rivertown and historic Rivertown, right on the River Road and the corner of Williams, right there. And the reason I bring this up is because I always say it's like a great last stop for going into the airport or landing, coming in to the city or going out to the city. I mean, right now, right, it is the first weekend of Jazz Fest. And I don't know about you, but I know so many people who are coming in town for Jazz Fest, and you don't get delicious food on airplanes anymore. We're lucky if we get a little bag of snacks, right? So make your guests happy, your friends happy. Meet them at Genduce's Italian Market. Again, like it's in Rivertown. And I always recommend it to my family, friends, guests, people who are coming in and out of New Orleans. So for those of you who are going to be enjoying Jazz Fest, I'd love you to give a call in and share. Is there a specific singer, band, the gospel tent? What is your favorite? I know the Rolling Stones are going to be playing, and I was invited, and I know that's going to be exciting and crowded. We don't know how many more times they will be performing together as a band. So also, if you would like to call in and join the conversation today, I'd love the company, 504-556-9696. Again, it's 504-556-9696. There's also the TikFaw Italian Festival. You know I like anything Italian, so I am going to venture over to the TikFaw Italian Festival this weekend. I'm going to go join a friend of mine, a friend that I have been friends with for a lifetime, really, since freshman in high school at Dominican. And so I'll be joining Carol, and we're going to have a good time tasting and enjoying some delicious Italian treats. So that's going to be fun. Any of you going to the TikFaw Italian Festival? So I am looking forward to that. And also, okay, I wanted to talk to you when we come back from our break. I want to talk about keeping safe while exercising. I didn't really share with you guys on very many occasions over the last few weeks my an injury that I got playing tennis, pretending like I'm in my 30s, right? And so when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about things that we can do to avoid injuries. And I think that's important because now that it's spring, we're getting out and about. We want to get out in the great weather. So we'll talk a little bit about that when I return. I'm Cynthia Clark. Thank you so much for joining today on the Cynthia Clark Radio Show. And you know the call-in number. Why don't you give a call? If you'd like to offer some tips on safety and exercise, I would love to hear from you as well. And it's great to be with you today, New Orleans, and everyone listening worldwide on the TuneIn app at WGSO.com. I will be right back, so please stay with us after these messages. We'll be right back. Have you ever wondered if you were drinking too much toxic bottled water? Are you spending too much on it? What if I told you the very best water on the planet is not available in stores? Learn how you can save money and give your body healthy antioxidant water. I'm talking about Kangen water, electrolyzed reduced water. The alkalizing effects on this water are amazing. To set up a demonstration just for you, contact me at CynthiaClark@WGSO.com. That's CynthiaClark@WGSO.com.
If you've seen all the wild weather extremes across the country, you know it's never too early to protect your home before any storms, so your family will have peace of mind. Call Vinyltech now to reinforce your home before any storm hits.
Hi, this is Shay Mulkey of Vinyltech. Let us work with you to get your home looking brand new again. I guarantee you will be satisfied. Call me, Shane Mulkey, at Vinyltech, 504-469-7590, and online at VinyltechNola.com.
Andiamo. That means let's go in Italian to Gianduca's Italian Eatery in Kenner. My two favorite pasta dishes are the creamy, garlicky fettuccine alfredo and the cheesy eggplant lasagna. Gianduca's Italian Eatery is the perfect restaurant to enjoy fresh seafood dishes too. I recommend the divine crab cakes, fried shrimp parmesan, and the scrumptious seafood ravioli. My favorite fish dish is the redfish river town. Tuna Gianduca is also very popular and served grilled or blackened. I'm starving. Please pass me the crab cakes. Gianduca's Italian Eatery for the best in casual Italian cuisine, where Chef Troy treats you like family. The prices are fair and the portions are huge. Visit them at 325 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, open daily from 11 to 9 and on weekends till 10 p.m. Mangia, that means let's eat in Italian.
Science tells us that brains perform best when both sides are working in harmony and balance. But in our busy, stressful life, we sometimes experience brain fog. I know because I have. I searched for a solution and found research that proves hundreds of thousands of other successes. So I tried what I found, and best of all, the session was only $99. So if you want to experience a renewed mind and peaceful sleep, grab a pen and call Elizabeth with Saraset at 504-533-9229. That's 504-533-9229. The office is in Metairie. If you have questions, email Cynthia at CynthiaClark@WGSO.com to get any answers to questions you may have. Relax, rebalance, reset. Saraset.com. That's CERESET.com. Saraset, we help your brain help you.
Welcome back. Cynthia Clark here. Thank you for joining me today on the Cynthia Clark Radio Show. And I want to give a shout out to Judge Centani. A pizza is named after him on the Gianduca's Italian Market menu. So you might want to try Judge Centani pizza. It's delicious. And I wanted to give him a shout out. We enjoyed a wonderful event with a group of colleagues, and it was an event. It was men and women in fashion at the Hilton Riverside this week. It was really lovely. Jeff Haberdashery is the one who does all the men's clothing, and then the Chatterbox does all the women's clothing, and it's a fundraiser for the New Orleans Ballet. And any event at Hilton Riverside is wonderful and over the top. The cheeses were amazing to die for. If you ever get invited to an event in the dining rooms at the Hilton Riverside, usually you can count on the food and the service and everything to be delicious. And it was wonderful. And I was sitting at a table right close up front and had a wonderful time with wonderful friends. So I just wanted to mention that. Now, we did talk about avoiding injuries during exercise. So I think I've shared with you all on numerous occasions that I am very big on hydration and drinking the proper water, as I do drink the Kangen water. And it is a water that is alkaline, and an alkaline body, alkaline blood, is a healthy body, because disease cannot live in an alkaline environment. It also is, when you have alkaline blood, it makes your brain sharper. So I'm really good at my hydration. I'm really good at taking basic multiple vitamin that is appropriate for my age, so that I'm getting all the minerals and vitamins that I should be taking in, so it can have good strength in, for example, my bones from minerals and vitamins. And then, of course, exercise, impact exercise like walking and tennis, which is my choice of exercise, those are really good for strengthening the bones. But I do also, some people don't like the flavor, but I like to buy orange juice that has the calcium added. I do like to get extra calcium where I am able to. And I do also like to buy whole milk rather than cream for my coffee, because it is, you know, high in the vitamin D and calcium as well. So you need to be doing all of these things. Water, you know, your basic multiple vitamins, of course. And then also, we should all be taking an omega 369, so a basic omega supplement as well. So very important that you are taking an omega supplement, because we need to have the proper oil in our bodies, okay? And in addition to that, so safety and exercising. So, you know, I play tennis, and I forgot my age, and I ran for a ball way on the baseline all the way up to the net, and my ankle rolled, and I was running. So it was a tough injury, because I was running, had the momentum of the run, and then when my ankle rolled, it also got all of my weight, which is why I ended up with a fracture on my ankle. So the last couple of weeks, it's been 3 weeks now, I'm finally seeing improvement. But I want to just talk about, you know, injury avoidance. You know, if you're exercising, you're going to get injuries. You know, that's what my physical therapist said today. Of course, there are going to be injuries if you're active and you exercise. And one of the most common ways that people do get injured is like falling or tripping and knee injuries. So we can't avoid it 100%, but we can be just more aware. I remember when I first started playing tennis, I was, you know, very careful with my stance and very aware of my feet and their position. And then, like I said, I just started winning matches. Yay. I won like 4 USTA matches. I helped to get my team qualified for the state championship in May, which they're going to on May the 31st. I'm so happy for the team. I won't be playing, because I'm going to be in some physical therapy for 4 weeks. And then I'm going to give it another 4 weeks to take it easy. And then I'm only going to play tennis with the ball machine at first. So I'm going to take it very easy. But so they say that, so strengthening. So we're supposed to have cardio in our life. Okay. So we always should be getting some
cardiovascular exercise, okay? Whether that be just simple power walking or just start walking, and some people run for their cardio. The rowing is really big with, the rowing machines at the gyms, and some people have them at home. Bicycling is great for the cardio exercising. And of course, a lot of us have our own bikes so we can ride in our neighborhood, or of course, you can do it at the gym. Swimming is wonderful for cardiovascular conditioning. I love swimming. That's actually going to be one of the therapies that I will give myself. Because I love swimming. You know, I'm from Louisiana, the South, and so we have a lot of water, and I was born and raised swimming, doing gymnastics, being in sports. And I will tell you, if you are a person who has, you know, been active and been in sports a lot of your life, if you get an injury, you're going to heal much faster. And that's been my situation, which of course, my faith as well, my positive mindset, and also my diet, I think is what has helped to speed up my recovery. So I'm really excited about that. But for those of you who maybe did not grow up being very active, it's never too late to start. And I know I have a lot of boomers listening, and I want to really encourage you to be kind to your body, because if you use it, you will not lose it. And you need to just make sure you're moving your joints. And let me tell you, an easy walk, and if you can't walk, guess what? Sitting in a chair, if you Google exercises while sitting in a chair, you will be amazed at how many exercises you can do sitting in a chair. So if you are currently injured, or maybe you're just immobile, maybe you or in a wheelchair, and you can't get around a lot, I'm telling you, please Google exercises while sitting. There's numerous ones, okay? And so it's just very important to for flexibility. So the three categories, as we were speaking, are cardio. So we talked about the different ways we can get into cardiovascular shape. And also, there's jumping rope, boxing, but those are the ones that are recommended for basic cardio health training. Then you need to have strength training, okay, which means light weights or medium heavy, depending upon where you are in your strengthening routine. And then you need to have flexibility in your regime. So there are three things that you need to have a healthy body. You need to have cardiovascular health, strength training for your health, so your muscles are strong. When your muscles are strong, you're going to have less likely damage to any ligaments and joints if you are to fall. And then, of course, flexibility. This is going to also reduce your chance of injury, because if you're flexible, then your ligaments can stretch further. So I want to encourage you to focusing on those three things so that you can avoid injuries and you can be healthier in your body. We're going to take a short break. And I'm Cynthia Clark. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I hope you're enjoying it. And when we return, we'll continue to talk. We will be right back. Have you ever wondered if you were drinking too much toxic bottled water? Are you spending too much on it? What if I told you the very best water on the planet is not available in stores? Learn how you can save money and give your body healthy antioxidant water. I'm talking about Kangen water, electrolyzed reduced water. The alkalizing effects on this water are amazing. To set up a demonstration just for you, contact me at CynthiaClark@WGSO.com. That's CynthiaClark@WGSO.com. People of all ages love Gendusa.
I can't rave enough about the lasagna, the meatballs, even the appetizers was phenomenal. Of course, the eggplant as well, the fried eggplant. I would highly recommend it.
Gendusa's, 325 Williams Boulevard in Old River Town.
The fresh Sicilian pizza is magnificent. It's number one on the list with the giant roasted garlic, artichoke leaves, fresh sausage, and crispy crust. Unbelievable.
I like Giandusa's in Rivertown. Pass to me, puppies.
I recommend Giandusa's to come bring your whole family. The Italian food is wonderful. Not to mention, you can sit outside and watch the sunset overlooking the river.
We just love Giandusa's. You've never been here for steak night on Thursday night? Boy, are you missing a treat. Wow.
Giandusa's Italian Eatery, 325 Williams Boulevard in Old Rivertown.
If you've seen all the wild weather extremes across the country, you know it's never too early to protect your home before any storms, so your family will have peace of mind. Call Vinyltech now to reinforce your home before any storm hits.
Hi, this is Shay Mulkey of Vinyltech. Let us work with you to get your home looking brand new again. I guarantee you will be satisfied. Call me, Shane Mulkey, at Vinyltech, 504-469-7590, and online at VinyltechNOLA.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Authorities have arrested 29-year-old Anthony Holland Jr. of West Monroe in the case where the torso of 19-year-old Cheryl Turner of New Iberia was found floating in the Washita River on January 24th. Catahoula Parish Sheriff Detective Dwayne Littleton says Holland has no previous criminal record, and he says that due to the nature of the crime, multiple agencies are investigating to see if others could be linked to the suspect.
It was pretty gruesome and methodical. I don't know how to explain it without you just seeing it, but it's nothing like we've ever encountered or seen in this area for sure.
The full House has approved a bill that removes the requirement that businesses must provide minor workers a 20-minute break if they work for 5 consecutive hours. Denham Springs Representative Roger Wilder says the policy prevents teens from landing work with some businesses.
The disincentive to hire 17 and 16-year-olds is why the obstacles on the business need to be removed, not to make it better for the business. It makes it better to hire the kids.
LRN.
When life gets tough, 988 can provide help and hope. Reach out to Louisiana's free helpline anytime you need emergency emotional support. Whether you had a tough day, have thoughts of suicide, or just need someone to talk to, 988 specialists will listen and help you work through whatever you're dealing with. Call or text 988 or chat online at louisiana988.org. It's free, confidential, and here for you 24/7.
Once again, call or text 988 or chat online at louisiana988.org.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Chazzy Williams is the owner of Eat Healthy Portions Meal Company in Mandeville, Louisiana. She is a breast cancer survivor, and her mission is to prepare clean, whole, healthy meals that nourish, energize, and improve the overall health of her clients. She believes the health of our generation and generations to come should not be compromised by synthetic ingredients, fried foods, GMOs, or overprocessed foods. The meals from Eat Healthy Portions are created fresh from scratch in your Louisiana neighborhood. The menu is Louisiana-inspired and endorsed by the Ochsner Eat Fit program. Go to eathealthyportions.com to order 15 meals for only $8.99 each. The meals are robust in flavor and created to help you return to your optimal healthy weight. Each week, simply supplement your current diet with the meals. Why start tomorrow when your success for a new year, new healthier you, is here today? Visit eathealthyportions.com to view our Louisiana and traditional menu. Have you looked at your siding and it's in such poor condition it's worrying you? Then let Vinyltech take that worry away. Kiss your worries goodbye when Vinyltech installs beautiful siding to stand up to the fiercest weather conditions. You'll love the new look of your home after Vinyltech's durable, dependable, and cost-effective siding transformation. You pick your siding, colors, textures, and styles, and then leave the rest to Vinyltech so you'll never need painting again.
You'll have peace of mind knowing you have James Hardie Plank Siding, not only one of the best in the industry, but engineered to be long-lasting and beautiful. And because of its sleek design, it is the most popular brand in North America. Vinyltech offers financing, and their exterior contractors know how to install siding properly because they've been doing it for almost a quarter of a century. Have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and serve customers along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Florida. Contact Vinyltech today for your estimate at VinyltechRoofing.com and chase your worries away. Welcome back. Hi, Cynthia Clark here. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon on the Cynthia Clark Radio Show. How are you listening today? Are you on the TuneIn app or are you on WGSO.com? However you're listening, or if you're listening on 990 AM, thank you for listening. I do get feedback from our sponsors and our guests, and I just want to thank you, all of you listeners who do support our sponsors. Eat Healthy Portions Meal Company is one of them. And so we had a couple of people who did respond and reached out to Ms. Chazzy Williams, and I'm glad you did. I recently tried a couple of her new additions, and I am very impressed. She has a lasagna. It is an chicken Alfredo lasagna. And it's made with hearts of palm noodles, which you would never know, okay? You can't even tell the difference in the texture. And the flavor of the cheeses are just to die for. And a big piece of this lasagna was only 300 calories, and it was so satisfying. So if you do get over there in the Mandeville location, please try the Alfredo lasagna. It's delicious. And she's also going to be doing a seafood Alfredo lasagna. So that will have shrimp and crab meat. Hopefully she'll have that on the menu next week or the following. And again, I know a couple of you reached out. I know we have a lot of boomers listening, and it's just so convenient to have a meal prep company that you can turn to. It's actually, I find, economical as well, because when I prepared a lasagna at home the other day, and of course I love to cook at home, we all do, right? But it's nice to supplement some of your own home cooked meals with ready made, ready to eat meals that are already portioned out for you, and especially if you are watching your salt intake or watching sugar intake, the Eat Healthy Meal Company is Ochsner Eat Fit endorsed. So you can just reach out to Chazzy for that, and she will be happy to help you. You can do grab and go inside of the facility in Mandeville, which it is 5 miles off of the bridge. Okay. Or you can also have it delivered. We do delivery on both the North Shore and the South Shore. And also, I wanted to just tell you that we do have some good news. So we do get to hear from the new owners of Fausto's restaurant located in the heart of Metairie. And so maybe they can help us with all of our curiosity about the menu or the inside of the restaurant or the changes. So I believe I have Mr. Michael Vaccari on the line. Are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Hi, is this Mr. Michael Vaccari?
This is me.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm glad you were able to reach out. You know, as you know, Fausto's has really been a nice little gem for many people in the heart of Metairie who are wanting authentic, wonderful Italian food. So I was just letting everyone know that you're having the grand reopening this week. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We're glad to be reopening. Very excited to be back.
That is really wonderful. So
tell us about any of the changes or tell us what's happening with the new place. Can
Absolutely.
We expect a lot of the same menu items?
Yes.
Or I'm sure you've added a couple of things.
Absolutely. So we spent the last 8 weeks renovating the building. And, you know, the two things we wanted to accomplish, the two, you know, top complaints that I always heard is that it's too small and it's too loud. So we really okay. wanted to improve that. So we added on to the entire front of the building. And by doing that, you know, not only were we able to expand the kitchen to do new menu items, but also in our dining room, there's more space between the tables. Because that's, you know, even though we added on, we didn't add any tables because, you know, I felt that we had enough. I just wanted to put space between the existing tables so it was
right.
a more comfortable dining experience. So now more space between the existing tables and bigger tables.
Yes.
And then for, you know, the complaint of it being too loud, of course, adding the square footage and spreading things out, that'll help. But we also
right.
added acoustical panels to the ceiling, new carpet,
oh.
essentially everything that we could possibly do to help with the acoustics,
sound.
We did.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But we're still going to have the same menu that we've always had, same great menu. We did add some new menu items, and we also expanded our wine list because now with the added square footage, we were able to have more wine storage. So you'll see new wines highlighted at the top of our menu by our five wines from Sicily. We wanted to highlight
oh.
that. Sicilian wines tend to be overlooked, but we really wanted to highlight five great wines that
That's
can be
wonderful.
Paired. Absolutely.
I spent a lot of time in Sicily, and as a matter of fact, I knew Fausto and Roland very well as they were my great uncles. So my children are Zapardos related to them. And just the menu was fabulous. And a lot of the menu items actually, some of them originated from Benito in Little Italy on Mulberry Street when our family owned the Benito's restaurant in Little Italy of New York. So I know you have amazing, authentic Italian recipes. I'm so glad you're holding on to them.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of, especially Sicilian recipes that you don't see very often anymore, like the arancina. That's something that we really wanted to keep, and it's
yes.
something that people enjoy, and it's things that I love. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to go to Sicily multiple times, and I love
yeah.
it there. I love the cuisine. So it's, you know, we have a lot of special menu items that you really can't find anywhere else. So, you know, that's something
right.
I definitely wanted to keep going.
The arancina, you're right. It's wonderful. And also, do you still do the mozzarella and carrozza?
We do.
That's great. Those are just such nice little treats.
Absolutely.
And so tell me the name of some of the Sicilian wines that you've added to your menu.
So we have a great Nero d'Avola that I absolutely love that we added to the menu that can be paired with a lot of our menu items that have tomato sauce on it. And I really wanted to start with that one because for a lot of people, their introduction to Sicilian wines is Nero d'Avola, which sometimes can be pretty bold, sometimes
yeah.
hard to be paired with food. But the one that we went with, the one that I really enjoy, can be paired and enjoyed with food. It's not going to overpower it. But we also added a Frappato, which is a grape that's native to Sicily, a couple of great white wines from these grapes are grown on the slopes of Mount Etna. And I think
wow.
people, if you haven't had, you know, a white wine from Italy or Sicily, they're by far my favorite. You really can't go wrong whether it's a Pinot Grigio or, you know, Etna Bianco. I mean, they're all amazing. So just a couple that
It'll
we really want
nice
to highlight.
It'll be a nice treat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's wonderful. I'm so glad that you did that. So I'd like to ask you, so tell me what one or two of your favorite menu items are.
So I know I mentioned it before, but my favorite appetizer is the arancini, the arancina. Love calamari. I mean, that's a, you know, classic.
Yes.
My favorite entree right now is probably going to be the chicken sorrentino or
okay.
the linguine alla vongole, which that's
okay.
another one you don't see very often. You know, I think a lot of places just when it comes to fresh clams, they don't want to mess with it. But, you know, here, I mean,
mm-hmm.
That is a classic dish that is one
oh,
of my
yeah.
favorites. So it's like you have to keep that one going.
Mm. Wow. Well, that sounds wonderful. And the first one that you mentioned, that it's eggplant, correct?
Correct. Yes. It is absolutely delicious. If you haven't tried the chicken sorrentino or any of our veal dishes, I mean, we are kind of known for our veal dishes and our seafood. So if you haven't had it yet, I mean, they all are amazing. You know, if I listed all my favorites, you know, I can go on and on, but...
I know. And the marinara, I'm sure, is over the top as well. One of my favorite is veal. I've always loved veal marsala.
Absolutely.
Y'all do a wonderful veal marsala there as well.
We do. We absolutely do. The marsala wine that we use, we use a great marsala wine, a high-quality marsala wine, and it really shines through on any of the marsala dishes. I mean, you can really taste when it's a very good, high-quality marsala. Or, you know, when they're using something cheap. And over here, we definitely use a very good one.
Well, thank you so much. I know you're just really busy. It's your first week opening for dinner. So, everyone, please go visit Michael Vaccari and Stephen Gambino. They're the new owners of Fausto's Italian Restaurant on Veterans. I know you all know where it is, right there, very close to Dornax. And you'll enjoy a little extra space, the tables in the dining room, and the wonderful new wines that they've added from Sicily. Thank you again for calling, and you're welcome to come back anytime.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and so you've got to get over to Fausto's. I'm Cynthia Clark. We'll be right back after this message. Have you ever wondered if you were drinking too much toxic bottled water? Are you spending too much on it? What if I told you the very best water on the planet is not available in stores? Learn how you can save money and give your body healthy antioxidant water. I'm talking about Kangen water, electrolyzed reduced water. The alkalizing effects on this water are amazing. To set up a demonstration just for you, contact me at CynthiaClark@WGSO.com. That's CynthiaClark@WGSO.com. People of all ages love Gen Deuce.
I can't rave enough about the lasagna, the meatballs, even the appetizers was phenomenal. Of course, the eggplant as well, the fried eggplant. I would highly recommend it.
Jen Dusa's, 325 Williams Boulevard in Old River Town.
The fresh Sicilian pizza is magnificent. It's number one on the list with the giant roasted garlic, artichoke leaves, fresh sausage, and crispy crust. Unbelievable.
I like Jen Deuce's in Rivertown. Pass to me, puppies.
I recommend Jen Deuce's to come bring your whole family. The Italian food is wonderful. Not to mention you can sit outside and watch the sunset overlooking the river.
We just love Jen Deuce's. You've never been here for steak night on Thursday night. Boy, are you missing a treat. Wow.
Jen Deuce's Italian Eatery, 325 Williams Boulevard in Old River Town. Celebrate your graduate's graduation with Shortstop Hobo's Catering. The chicken sausage andouille gumbo is only $37.50 per gallon. The traditional okra seafood gumbo with crab meat is only $46.50 per gallon. A 40 assorted 2-inch po' boy finger sandwich tray is the perfect pairing for only $40. Call to order gumbo po' boy finger sandwiches, potato salad, jambalaya, chocolate, peanut butter, whole pies, and more. To view the full catering menu, shortstoppoboys.com. Have you looked at your home and it's starting to show so much wear and tear it's worrying you? Kiss your worries goodbye with the Gulf Coast's most versatile exterior home improvement contractor, Vinyl Tech. Using only the finest materials means you can have confidence in their work for your roof, gutters, siding, patio covers, and windows. Owner Shane Mulkey attributes his success to his Christian ethics and the dedication and work ethic of his family and his staff for almost a quarter of a century. Vinyl Tech treats every home improvement job as if they were improving their own home with their superior quality work. They want you to be so satisfied with their work, you'll tell others how pleased you are. Contact Vinyl Tech today for your free estimate and discover the best way to protect and increase the value of your biggest asset, your home. Find out why Vinyl Tech has an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and a 5-star rating by going to VinylTechRoofing.com. Go to VinylTechRoofing.com and set up your appointment to take your worries away. Welcome back. Hi, Cynthia here. And thank y'all for listening to the Cynthia Clark Radio Show right here at WGSO.com. Also on the radio dial at 990 AM. And I would love you to reach out to me if you would like to be a guest on the show. And you can just email me at CynthiaClark@WGSO.com. I also want to just take a moment to thank our title sponsor, Shane Mulkey of Vinyl Tech. He has been the sponsor of our show now for 6 months. It's so hard to believe that I've already been back for 6 months. And I hope we avoid a terrible weather season, meaning hurricanes. But in the event that we are unfortunate and something hits, I do hope that you will remember Vinyl Tech. Shane Mulkey is a local and he is the founder. And I want to just, this is what he has to say. And this is his words, okay? And I just think it's very down to earth. And you know, he is a really down to earth, nice young man. And I say young, he's in his 40s. So he says, I started Vinyl Tech when I was 24 years old. Now I'm almost twice that age. And when I look back, it's easy to see what got us this far. A true passion for serving property owners, hard work, and a determination to deliver superior quality that everyone at the company could be proud of. These days, success and failure hinge more than ever on word of mouth. I'm thankful for all of the great reviews we've earned each day from our customers. We can talk about ourselves all day long, Shane says, but building a reputation really depends on how well you treat the people you serve. Though you can't please everyone, we certainly have satisfied the vast majority of our clients, and many are so motivated by our results that they take the time to tell us on Facebook, Google, and in complimentary emails, phone calls, and visits. So there is a true service mentality in our blood at Vinyl Tech, says Shane Mulkey. And when storms hit us, as they did in Hurricane Ida, which was in 2021, the overwhelming positive response we received to the hard work we did in the community was humbling. To date, we have received well over 6,066 calls for repairs to the main office. We've never turned anyone away. Rather, we put our ladders up and we work our fingers to the bone. Besides our customers, it's also our manufacturers, our suppliers, and especially Vinyl Tech's employees that make us so successful. We have a great team of talented people, and for over two decades, I've worked with some of the very same home builders and contractors. They're a vital pipeline to our new business, and I'm grateful for their loyalty. I'm also thankful to God for the abilities I've been given, the craft I have developed, and now I'm paying it forward as he is teaching the second generation the business. His daughter, Alicia Mulkey, is helping, and he promises to continue to work for you with honor and integrity. Thanks from the bottom of my heart to everyone who has reached out to us, whether we get the job or not. You gave us a chance to work on your home. And I also want to say thank you to you, Shane Mulkey, for being our title sponsor. And thank you for being such a reputable company. And congratulations to your amazing success. So if you want to have peace of mind, I would recommend you reach out for a free consultation if you look like you have some shingles that are missing or that might be loose, or if your siding looks a little loose. You do want to reach out ahead of the storm, because when the storm hits, it's like so busy, it's hard for them to get to you quickly, but they can get to you quickly before a storm hits. And this year, unfortunately, the meteorologists have said is going to be a very busy storm season. So if you want to go to their brick and mortar location, it's at 17 Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Kenner. Please tell them Cynthia sent you, of course, from the Cuisine Report and the Good News Report on WGSO. And again, it's 17 Veterans in Kenner, okay? Now also, Over the years, he has opened other brick and mortar locations and other cities where many Louisianians may have other homes. And he has a location in Fort Myers, Florida, and that is near Arcadia, Florida. Also a location in Tennessee, and also it's in Nashville, Tennessee, a location in Texas where he services Houston, Austin, San Antonio, and then up north Louisiana, Lake Charles and Sulphur, Louisiana, and even Panama City, Florida, where some of us New Orleanians along the Gulf Coast have second homes or condos. And I think the main reason that you can rest assured and have the peace of mind of hiring a company like Vinyl Tech is they have great ratings from the Better Business Bureau, but they're also local. And because they have these brick and mortar locations, you know that you can always find your roofing contractor. And he also specializes in all exterior remodels. So he does anything for the home's exterior remodel. They don't just do roofs. It's anything exterior remodel with Vinyl Tech. And they work with only certified manufacturers such as Tamco, Owens Corning, CertainTeed, and Gaff. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. They educate their customers about roofing and the siding processes. They will do the free consultation. They can tackle almost any home exterior project. They are approved by the New Orleans Historic District and Landmark Commission, and they prepare for high demand by maintaining a warehouse surplus. And their materials and inventory assure their customers of uninterrupted supply chain, which is very important. And their installation teams, all of them train on model structures at each Vinyl Tech location. So the technicians and employees, they train in advance on model structures so that they know exactly what they're doing. So I hope you will support Vinyl Tech for any of your home's exterior remodel needs or your roofing needs. And again, you don't want to have to make a claim to your insurance company. I'm also a licensed insurance agent, and I know how difficult it can be dealing with these insurance companies, the property and casualty. And it's been a nightmare for Louisiana, as we all know, with insurance rates for homeowners insurance. So many of them not even paying the claims. So you really don't want to have to even go there. You don't want to have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't want to really have to even deal with FEMA. And you don't really want to have to deal with Citizens, okay? Because when you do make a claim, they do increase your rate. So it's such a catch-22. You pay for the insurance, right? You make a claim, and then they increase your rate. So you do want to avoid making a claim if you can. And if you fortify your home, strengthen your home before the storms, then you're going to be ready for it. So I'm Cynthia Clark. I hope you enjoyed the show. It's beautiful weather. If you're going to the Jazz Fest, have a ball. Oh my gosh, the lineup is amazing. I was invited, as I said, to see the Rolling Stones. Go out and see Neil Young, the Foo Fighters. John Batiste is so great. Queen Latifah, Heart. Of course, Trombone Shorty's out there. He is so great. The Beach Boys and Jimmy Buffett. You all have a great afternoon. I'm Cynthia Clark.
Have you ever wondered if you were drinking too much toxic bottled water? Are you spending too much on it? What if I told you the very best water on the planet is not available in stores? Learn how you can save money and give your body healthy antioxidant water. I'm talking about Kangen water, electrolyzed reduced water. The alkalizing effects on this water are amazing. To set up a demonstration just for you, contact me at CynthiaClark@WGSO.com. That's CynthiaClark@WGSO.com. For 58 years, whenever you've eaten one of
Shortstop's 30 different kinds of po' boys, it's been consistently good. For your loyalty, Shortstop wants to reward you by giving you 10% off your first online order at shortstoppoboys.com. Plus, when you pick up your po' boys either inside or at our drive-through pickup window, ask for a free VIP card for future savings. Here's how your VIP card works. Always carry your VIP card with you so that when you pick up your order, you can be on your way to saving. With your VIP card, Shortstop will punch a card for every po' boy you buy each time you come in or go through the drive-thru. And after your 12th punch, your 13th one is free on us. So pick up your free VIP card that entitles you to a free po' boy after your 12th punch. You'll get a punch for every po' boy you buy when you pick up your po' boys at Shortstop Po' Boys, serving consistently good food and value for 58 years on Transcontinental at Airline.